Right, following on from the match against Yeovil, Flynn and Davis, how are they?
Stephen Davis has trained. His foot's not too bad and it's down the side of his calf, which was the problem, which is why he came off. Flynn is no good for tomorrow. He's got hamstring strain, probably 2 to 3 weeks at the least.
2 to 3 weeks, so that's, well, it sounds big, but that's the season for him, isn't it? Do you think he'll be back for the playoffs?
We hope so if we get there, which we're certainly trying to achieve that tomorrow if we can. We're hoping he will be, yes.
Anybody else? Is there a doubt for tomorrow?
Jay McEverley's still struggling with his shoulder, but everybody else should be okay. Bob Harris is not quite right. We'll see how he is in the morning, but it's unlikely we'll risk him.
Injuries permitting aside, do you look again to change after Yeovil?
There will be one or two changes. We have to because of the injuries and that. But the basis of the team will stay the same. We're hoping to have Terry Kennedy available again. See how his knee is in the morning. But yeah, we're not looking too bad squad-wise. Despite the other night, I think we're in reasonable spirits.
Because that in itself would free up Basham as a midfield option, and he's been good there in recent games.
Yeah, he has. He gives us that option to go in there. I think he's equally effective. I think he's probably a bit more comfortable playing centre-half, but I think when you see him at how he played at Barnes then, that was away from home, you see the sort of effect he can have on the game in midfield as well.
After that performance the other day, and clearly there was a lot of frustration about the manner of the performance down at Yeovil, what did you learn about this group of players then in a situation like that? Because I think the manner of the performance, if not necessarily the result, I suppose, took everybody a little by surprise.
Yeah, we were a bit lacklustre. We looked tired, and we said that afterwards. Ultimately, we've lost the game through a mistake. Mark Howard said that straight away afterwards and the day after. They didn't even register one shot. He certainly had a shot to save. And it's actually Chris Basham that's got the header on the goal, and it's just squirmed through his legs. You know, you take that out of it, and we weren't very good, but we had 10 shots and didn't hit the target enough. We had enough reasonable opportunities to get a goal ourselves. But it's one of those games where you come away with the absolute bare minimum of 0-0. And if you keep it at 0-0, we might score in the last 10 minutes.
Because whenever managers, you in this case, mention about fatigue, the comeback always is, well, you've got a big squad and you're making changes, etc. Why on earth with 3 games to go are this lot tired?
Because that was our 58th game of the season. And I don't think it's any coincidence when you look at the two best cup teams in our division this season and last season probably are who? Was in Bradford. Both of a little bit of a wall lately. It's a big difference to play 48 games instead of 58. And it's not just, it's the size of the games. We talked about this at the time when we were playing them. They take a lot out of you at the time and you have the knock-on effect as well. And generally you don't talk about players being tired and everything, but it has an effect, more so in modern day football, I think, because of the scale of the games.
I was going to say, is it a motivational thing? Because I'm sure if you were playing Bristol City on Tuesday night, massive game, the players would have been right up for it. Is it as psychological as well? With respect to Yeovil, they're already down. Does that dip a little for the smaller games?
It might have done, because I think we said afterwards it felt dead, didn't it? It felt lacklustre from the start. The crowd, they'd already been relegated. And that's when it is difficult. Then you need a few players to raise the tempo and get us going. And we didn't have that, with the exception of John Brayford the other night. So I'm not sure we would have been able to raise it, even if we'd have been away at somewhere like Bristol City the other night.
I wonder if that's the jolt in the arm type of performance, because you confirm your place in the playoffs in the next couple of games, and you certainly can't afford a performance like that in any of the playoff semi-finals.
No, you can't, and everybody's fully aware of that. In some ways, I'm glad we've got it out the way if there was going to be one. And usually you get something like that every 15 games, something like that, maybe 3 or 4 times a season. It hasn't happened too often this season for us, and it still should have been enough to get us a result. So it's better in some ways to get it out of the way and let's beat Bradford and get in the playoffs.
Is there a general prognosis on the longer term, guys? I realise every time I stand here I'm the one that seems to ask you about it, but they've been quite close for a while. Could Higdon, etc., play some football this year?
He could do. He's had a little setback, and Wallace as well. You know, the under-21 games, I think we've only got one more maybe in about 10 days' time. So you'd hope they might feature in that. James Wallace is more than likely, because we've got to get him sorted properly. And if it means, you know, over the next few months and ready for pre-season, we'll do that.
And the likes of Adams, as one of the younger players on the, let's say, fringe of things, could the players such as him and Wallace see some game time between now and the end of the year, or are they, because of the importance of the games, perhaps done this season?
Kieran Wallace. Yes. Well, he's out on loan at Lincoln. So
Adams, I meant Adams particularly.
Oh, Che, yeah, yeah. Che, certainly, he's involved. We'd love the opportunity to get them in, him, Reedy, Dom as well. But I think at the moment, the position that we're in is a little bit too iffy to get them, to actually put them out there. But the second we secure it, then yeah, we'll get them some football. It was lovely to watch them, the 21s on Wednesday. You know, they won 1-0 again under the cosh at times. But you look through the team and there was McGahey, there was Whiteman, there was DeMayo, there was Reed, there was Calvert-Lewin, there was Che Adams. You know, six players just off the top of your head that could be featuring for this first team, you know, within the next 4 months.
So, it's relatively simple now. Rochdale lose, Blades win, that's it. All bets are off as regards achieving a playoff place. That's exciting, isn't it? It's a massive game.
It is, yeah. I hope that's the case at 5 o'clock on Saturday night, and then everybody can relax a little bit and you can, you know, start your preparations. That's the aim. It's going to be interesting because we're hurting from the other night. Probably not quite as much as Bradford. You know, when you lose 6-0 at home to even a good side as Bristol City, who, you know, went on and rightfully promoted, I know that they'll be hurting as well, Phil and Stevie especially.
I realise it's a slight odd line of questioning given the one we've just had about tiredness, but if ever a team looks as though it's taking a bit of a kicking at the minute, it's Bradford. They've lost the last three.
Yeah, but if you were in Bradford's situation, you'd say this is just a game for them. You know, a local derby, 20,000 odd thousand people will be there. I think it's just a sort of game that if we were in their shoes, you know, we'd be relishing. A bit like Doncaster when they came the other week as well. They'd received a 3-0, ironically, at home to Bradford, wasn't it? And then they came and had a right go at us, and I think Bradford will do the same. So we've got to be ready for that, and we've got to get the ball down and play our stuff.
There's still time to go regardless of whatever happens tomorrow, but it could happen tomorrow. Will you have an eye on what happens at Gillingham just in case and get it done? Then you've got two or three games to play with.
Yeah, we'll probably get a half-time score or something like that from there and see. But, you know, the games are so topsy-turvy in this league. You know, they could be 2-0 down Rochdale, especially the way Rochdale play, and they could win 3-2 anyway. So, as always, we'll concentrate on our own business and hope Gillingham do us a favour.
We all know, and we've spoken many times at great length, about how Sheffield United have done ever so well in the cup competitions this year. How have Bradford managed to achieve their success again this year?
Just the same. I think Valparaiso, you know, difficult place to go. And they use that. I think the state of the pitch as well didn't do them any harm at times, but that's taking, you know, nothing away from, you know, exactly what they did achieve. You know, the result at Chelsea, I think, was probably the outstanding cup result of the season and for many seasons. And that's got nothing to do with the surface because it's perfect at Chelsea. So I just think that, like us, they're a very, very good cup team, but it does come at a price.
So taking perhaps fatigue out of it, where do their strengths lie? Is it easy to look and say, two big lads up front, that's where they go, it's very direct? Or perhaps is it different?
No, I don't think it's that direct, but I think the strength is up the middle of the pitch, certainly. I think the two centre-halves are very steady, centre midfield, and certainly whoever plays up top, Hansen instead or Clark or whatever, I think the strength is right up the middle of the pitch.
Does it feel as though the Blades are in that situation now where the intensity just raises game by game now, and because it's so close, or potentially so close?
Yeah, you hope it does. You know, it might be the case that we don't need another point between now and the end of the season. You know, we just don't know, but it'd be nice certainly to get the 3 points tomorrow and then see where we stand. But we're looking for a good performance and a good result, similar to those we've had at home recently.
And without taking anything for granted, because mathematically things aren't certain yet, but wouldn't it be great to go into the playoffs with real momentum behind you? Because whoever you get, it's going to be a good team.
It is, yeah. I don't think it's essential. It would be nice to be going to it confident and playing well. But I think it's such a one-off, those two or three games. I think that's why you see teams who finish sixth and maybe even 20 points behind that finish third get promoted. And that's the beauty of the playoffs. It is totally, you put the other 46 games behind you, then they're irrelevant. It's just about those games.
100 up for you. It's your 100th game in charge of Sheffield United, so I'm told, tomorrow. How would you sum up the experience then so far?
Yeah, it's been interesting. That's strange because it's Jamie Murphy's, I think, 100th start or something as well tomorrow, yeah. So that's a nice little, don't mind sharing it with Jamie Murphy, because he's been one of the stars over the last 100 games.
And the statisticians tell me that should you win, that will be 50 victories. So that's not a bad record, as you go.
No. We know it's not good enough for a lot of people to go from bottom six to top six and a couple of cup semi-finals, but we'll keep going, we'll keep trying.
I appreciate that's obviously very favourable. They might say, though, the frustration is that the Blades aren't near enough where Bristol are right now.
Yeah, we didn't get the players in, we'd been over this, and we're not quite there as a team yet. Interesting to read Steve Cottrell's comments this week where he said they've been very, very lucky this season. And that's played a major role in the promotion. Playing it down a little bit because they're a good team, but stayed clear of injuries, got breaks at the right time, lost Wilbraham, got Matt Smith in on loan that we tried to get, came in, scored goals. Everything slotted in for them, and I think Steve's acknowledges that in the right way.
But you would obviously look at your time, your 100 or 99 games previously as a great ride and actually taking the Blades on an upward curve.
Well, we hope. That's how we see it. We can't dictate how other people see it outside and supporters and everything. But it is from bottom six to top six. So there is a degree of progress there, whether it's good enough or quick enough for people. That's up for them to decide.
I'd love to throw the cliche question about another 100 games, because it's about your 50th birthday. That's the next marker. You've got to hit a Sheffield United manager.
God, I don't know which I'm looking forward to most.